Message number 143. You are now in the middle of the tribulation. Wednesday, July 20th, 2011 at 23:00. My daughter, you are, as you know, the most unlikely visionary because of your lack of knowledge of holy matters. Yet you are the chosen messenger. You must understand that you will be unable to defend my messages with any real authority, so therefore keep silent when asked to define my messages. You will be provoked and challenged to become involved with religious and especially eschatology arguments, but you must no longer respond or provide your own interpretation of the answers. Because of this work, you will be disliked. Spiritual jealousy will arise among my followers, especially theologians and those who have studied scripture all their lives, so keep silent, for you do not have the knowledge, nor, as I have told you before, the authority to do so. Just follow my instructions and keep to yourself. Respond to prayer requests by all means and help bring my followers and devotees who have pledged their support to this work together. Time is short now. Everything is going to happen quickly. The warning is close now, so there is not much time left to pray for those poor souls who will be lost. By reciting my divine mercy dedicated to those particular souls, many millions will be saved. You are now, my children, in the middle of what is called the tribulation, as foretold in my holy book. The second part, the Great Tribulation, will commence, as I have said, before the end of 2012. This is not meant to instill fear in you, my daughter, but to make you aware of the urgency for my children to pray for my help. Already through the prayers of my visionaries all over the world, the power of the New World Order driven by Masonic forces is beginning to dilute and unravel before your very eyes. Many more of these power-hungry global organizations will be brought to their knees in humility as they answer not only to God the Father for their wickedness, but to those to whom they have a responsibility on this earth. Watch now as the clusters of powerful groups try to outdo each other, cover up their own sins, and hide the truth from those they fear in high places. Prayer, my children, is bringing this about. God the Father is striking out now to punish these people before they can inflict the evil plan they are preparing to control my children. This is a painful time, children, for Satan's influence has never been so powerful in these last days of his reign on earth. Fight his evil ways, children, all of you. Just look at the havoc he is causing when he turns brother against brother, country against country, creates hatred amongst all of you and disrespect for each other's lives. And then there is the sheer hatred he instills in my children for me, their beloved Savior. The hatred he stirs up for my Father has reached epidemic proportions. The most powerful form of hatred shown to my Father is for a man to deny he exists. How you must feel the anguish, children, that you have to face in the world today. No man can ignore the deep disquieting unrest spurred by Satan and his millions of demons infiltrated throughout the world. My love will now be proven to you all. Through my warning, I come once more to save you through the mercy of God the Father. Believe in me and my eternal Father, and you will have nothing to fear. Ignore what is happening, and you will fail to prepare adequately. Your beloved Savior, Jesus Christ.